I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and we are on 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m., and live streaming on kkxx.net. My name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And while what we talk about on this show is therapy related, it is not a substitute for therapy. So if you are triggered by anything that we're talking about, I would like for you to contact, or I would encourage you to contact somebody in your area who is credentialed in helping you explore this deeper. That might be a marriage and family therapist, clinical social worker, or clinical psychologist. All of us have the appropriate education and training to help you delve deeper into psychotherapy related topics. Today's topic is emotional abuse. As a therapist, I see it a lot. And emotional abuse is especially damaging because it haunts us. So physical abuse creates maybe a bruise or a physical injury, but that heals. And the memory of it is still there, but the memory of the depth of pain of that physical abuse fades a little bit. So while you still remember it, it's not as deep, right? Emotional abuse haunts you and echoes for years and years. And it's more sinister in that. And I don't think the abuser is more sinister. Don't get me wrong. The abuser is not any more sinister than anyone else. And in fact, I think they're probably less so because a lot of times people don't realize that that's what they're doing, that they're doing emotional abuse. Whereas someone who does physical abuse, it's clear and it's obvious and they know what they're doing. So that's why I would say emotional abuse is more sinister, because it tricks the abuser, it tricks the person who's being abused, and the effects of it last much longer and are much more deeply rooted. So I thought I would talk about that a little bit, because I have several people over the course of this last 6 months or so who, it seems to be a trend that's coming in, that are coming in, and where you just kind of, the Lord works in waves. For a while I'll have all kids, and then I'll have like women fleeing domestic violence, or then I'll have trauma from car accidents or things like that. It's just crazy how he works. I cannot even begin to fathom why the Lord does what he does, right? And it's probably a good thing. But I thought I would talk about emotional abuse today. I'm going to read to you a little thing that might help explain it better. Anger and, it's from Psychology Today. Anger and abuse in relationships begin with blame. I feel bad and it's all your fault. Even when they recognize the wrongness of their behavior, resentful, angry, or emotionally abusive people are likely to blame it on their partners. So that would be, I love you so much that when you do this, it makes me so mad. It's your fault. You're doing that on purpose. You're making me mad on purpose. I'm the victim, even though I just did the victimizing to you. They tend to have an anxious temperament from the time they're children. They've always had kind of a sense of dread that things will go badly and that they'll fail to cope with it. They try to control their environment to avoid feeling a failure and inadequacy. They try to control others' fails to satisfy them because the control that's out of control is inside of them. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some signs if you are on the receiving end or if you are providing emotional abuse. All right, stay tuned. It's Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at a licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. I am currently accepting new clients. My number is 530-921-5122. And you can also contact me at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com or go to chicocreekcounseling.com and read my bio. And if you give us a phone call, then please let us know that you heard about our office on the radio so I can tell where our referrals are coming from. It's really helpful. Okay, so we're talking about emotional abuse and how it's more insidious and elusive than physical abuse. And a lot of times because neither the abuser nor the victim are fully aware that it's happening. Men and women are emotionally abusive equally. It kind of goes 50-50 one way or the other. And it's also can be between parent and child and friendships and between relatives. So that's something that's really important to notice. So friendships might not have physical abuse within them, but there might be emotional abuse. So analyze some of the people in your life right now while we're talking about this, like the people that you have in your life that you kind of don't always feel super great about that friendship or that relationship. And you can't really put your finger on it, but there's something about it that just doesn't sit right with you. So emotional abuse often involves a regular pattern of verbal, threatening, bullying, constant criticism, And sometimes subtle tactics like intimidation, shaming, and manipulation. Basically, it's controlling the other person. And usually it happens because the person had really deep childhood wounds and insecurities they haven't dealt with. Maybe they were abused themselves. And the way they learned to cope is through feeling angry, hurt, and fearful. They didn't learn how to positively communicate their needs. They didn't learn how to positively identify with their own attributes and other people's attributes. So the victim of the abuse, because it's a relationship that also has many good aspects, and they're not used to experiencing verbal abuse or emotional abuse, they often don't see it. They minimize it. They deny that it's happening, but the long-term effects are severe. They can cause depression, anxiety, PTSD. So I thought I'd give you, there's a list that I found on the internet of 30 signs of emotional abuse. And I figured that this is probably going to air on 4th of July weekend, where we just spent a lot of time with a lot of people. And if you're hosting a party, sometimes that can be stressful. And so when we have these higher stress situations, emotional abusers will deal with that stress with their faulty coping mechanisms, right? And so it'll be a little bit more obvious. So let's go down the list. One, they humiliate you, put you down, or make fun of you in front of other people. Two, they regularly demean or disregard your opinions, ideas, suggestions, or needs. They use sarcasm or teasing to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. They accuse you of being too sensitive in order to deflect their abusive remarks. So that would be like someone who's making a joke, but it's really not a joke. And when you call them on it, they say, "I was just joking, you're being too sensitive." That would be part of emotional abuse. They try to control you and treat you like a child. They correct or chastise you for your behavior. So there's correcting someone because they did something that hurt you or crossed your boundaries. And you say, "Hey, I don't like what you just did. That was hurtful." And then there's correcting someone like, "Hey, you do the laundry all wrong. Where did you learn how to do that? Clown school?" But you know, not as silly as I just did that. Okay. You feel the need, you feel like you need permission to make decisions or go somewhere. Ooh, that's a big deal. It's one thing to be accountable. It's another thing to feel like you need to get permission to go places. All right. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the other, signs of emotional abuse. Thank you for listening. And please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 104.5 FM at 9:30 a.m., and I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work at Chico Creek Counseling. I am currently taking new clients at 530-921-5122, or you can go online to chicocreekcounseling.com and read our bio, pick someone else from there, from our offices. But when you call or you make that appointment, please make sure you heard about our office on the radio. It just helps us keep better track of our different venues, the way people are finding us. It's really, really helpful, and I really appreciate it. Okay, so we're talking about emotional abuse, and I was going down a list of 30. I think maybe I'll be able to get through the rest of them in this segment. We'll see. Cross your fingers. Okay, so they try to control the finances and how you spend money. They belittle and trivialize you, your accomplishments, or your hopes and dreams. Oh my goodness. You want to do what someday? You are not patient enough to be a teacher. I cannot see you becoming a teacher someday. You don't even like kids. Why would you want to do that? That would be trivializing and belittling your hopes and dreams, right? They try to make you feel as though they are always right and you are wrong. Never do they acknowledge when they might have made a mistake, right? They give you disapproving or contemptuous looks or body language. They regularly point out your flaws, mistakes, or shortcomings. Like, regularly. We all have a flaw here and there, and maybe the person we care about points out, hey, sweetheart, I would really like it if you would remember to put down the toilet seat more often. I'm really tired of landing in the water. Or, hey, sweetie, could you please close all of the cupboard doors after you're done using them? Or, I feel like you blame me for a lot of things. Do you think you'd be more self-aware of blaming? That was a talk we had last week on blaming. But when you're regularly, if they're constantly like, oh, you never close the cupboard doors. You are such a space cadet. Oh my God, you're a slob. Close the cupboard doors. Oh my goodness. I can't take you. We could never have people over with all these cupboard doors open all the time. I mean, that's something really small at cupboard doors, but people, that is something that people talk about. You have no idea. Okay. So let's see. They accuse or blame you of things you know are not true. You were checking out that guy, weren't you? I know you were. We were walking through the mall and I saw him look at you and I know you were looking at him too. No, I was actually looking at the shoes in the shoe shop when we were passing by. I didn't even notice the man looking at me. No, I saw you. You are always hitting on everybody. Even if it's just walking down the street, you're giving them, you know, deer in the headlights eyes. I hear that a lot too. Okay. They have an inability to laugh at themselves and cannot tolerate others laughing at them. They are intolerant of any seeming lack of respect. They interpret that you did not respect them, and then they get upset about it. Okay? Doesn't mean you didn't. It doesn't mean you were being disrespectful. They're intolerant of any seeming lack of respect. They make excuses for their behavior, try to blame others, and have difficulty apologizing. They repeatedly cross your boundaries and ignore your requests. They blame you for their problems, life difficulties, or unhappiness. They call you names, give you unpleasant labels, or make cutting remarks under their breath. They are emotionally distant or emotionally unavailable most of the time. They resort to pouting or withdrawal to get attention or attain what they want. They don't show you empathy or compassion. So you're really struggling and you're having a hard time. And instead of joining you with that and saying, I understand what you're feeling, they say, oh my gosh, just get over it. Suck it up. Okay. They play the victim and try to deflect blame on you rather than taking personal responsibility. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I hurt your feelings. You're always talking about these things and it just opens the door. It opens the door for me and then your feelings get hurt. I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. Okay. They disengage or use neglect or abandonment to punish or frighten you. They don't seem to notice or care about your feelings. They view you as an extension of themselves rather than an individual. You know what? When you do that, it makes me look bad. You need to watch yourself because the way you're acting is making me look bad. Well, no, that's not true. Rebuke that. Rebuke it. Okay. They withhold sex as a way of to manipulate and control. They share personal information about you with others. They invalidate or deny their emotionally abusive behavior when confronted. They make subtle threats or negative remarks with the intent to frighten or control you. And if you want to read this again, if you want to read this, it's on the website liveboldandbloom.com. Liveboldandbloom.com. 30 Signs of Emotional Abuse in a Relationship by Barry Davenport.